Welcome, everyone, to Voice of the Valley here in the Horn Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. I'm your host, Dave Bell, 428-9494. That's the phone number, 928-428-9494. Hey, it's Monday. I'm not even going to say happy. I did not want to get up today.
I love Mondays.
Yeah.
Of course, it's my day off.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you're psychotic.
Not fair.
We have to check you. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you're having a good day. Hope you had a good weekend. We had the fake spring, as Reed likes to call it.
Yep.
It's cold. It's hot. It's windy. It's not. We didn't get any rain, I guess. So, you know, swings and roundabouts, but take what we can get. My guest today, Denise Benton with the United Way. She has brought in some guests. Normally, the chamber brings in guests, as they did on Friday, bringing in Denise. Today, Denise is here. No Amanda. She is on a... this is how you know a woman loves her husband.
Hey, this was her idea.
Get out.
No, seriously. She's very excited about this trip they're on. Okay. Go ahead. Today is Lee's birthday, by the way.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Lee Patterson.
Happy birthday.
Woo-hoo! Lee Patterson, the voice of sports here on KATO. And they are on a tour of Major League Baseball parks.
Oh, wow.
For vacation.
Wow. That's exciting.
So they started in Pittsburgh. I believe they had snow for their first game.
They did. Yeah.
So, and then they're going, Lee told me I want to say Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Detroit.
Yes.
So the four. They're doing the Rust Belt is cool. What they're doing.
Interesting.
Yeah. And Lee, I know, has family. I don't know if he still has family in Michigan. I think he does.
They have a family member they're linking up with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he had family in Michigan that he used to go see like in summers when he was a kid. Mm-hmm. So I just assume that's why they're ending in Detroit. So,
are they also going to try out the hot dogs and whatnot?
It's Lee, I assume.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay,
hot dog
just
and checking. Beer.
The whole picture. Okay.
I don't drink and I have to have a hot dog and a beer at a big league ballpark.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to.
You have to.
That's the deal. And then I'm sick, you know, afterwards.
Right.
But you have to.
But it's part of the experience.
Exactly.
You have to.
So, that's how I said Amanda really, really loves Lee.
And she does. That is true. But this was as much her idea as it was his. So
yeah,
I know people keep telling her, how boring for you. And she says, no, I was excited about it. So
I'm with her. I love baseball. I mean, and I love going to see new parks. So that's great for... And I know Lee's the same way. He's going to come back with about 12 baseball caps.
Wow.
Because that's his thing, is he collects baseball caps. Mm-hmm. He has a cap from every high school he's ever broadcast a game for.
Oh, that's cool.
So, not at, necessarily, because sometimes they come here, but he always asks if he can get a cap from the school.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's neat. So, we have Search and Rescue here. United Way has been a huge, huge, huge benefactor to Search and Rescue. Ronnie Glasby, Christine Ekvall are here. United Way just recently made a grant presentation, correct?
We haven't done the presentation yet. We did fund them, and I'm going to let them talk about that because this is very exciting. United Way of Graham and Greenlee Counties funded $180,000 to Graham County Search and Rescue for their new multi-use facility. And I have to say, before we get too far into this, I want to give Graham County Search and Rescue kudos. They have pounded the pavement, and the support that they have received for this facility is crazy. You know, we see a lot of grants, and we see a lot of high-dollar grants. This is one of the most remarkable ones along those lines, that they just had so much support from so many community members and so many businesses. I'll let them talk a little bit about that. But they have flat out done some serious work, and we're really excited to be a part of it.
I just want to throw this out there, Ronnie. We are so grateful for you. And I know he's going to shut my mic down, but Ronnie has paved, you know, he has been everywhere, talked to everyone. He is such a blessing to the Search and Rescue and our community, so thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Denise. It's been a blessing to me. It's been a passion of mine for many, many years, and other members with me. And I'm so blessed to have the time, being retired and knowing the people in the Valley. I've been here for 44 years. I don't plan on leaving, And you get to know everybody, and we're family. We're friends, you know. I went to Jerry's today, and you walk out and you talk to half a dozen people. And so I'm so blessed. I feel blessed by that, being able to go out and visit with the public. And
all right, Ronnie's soft-selling this. Can we just be honest? Because here's something I see with a lot of nonprofit organizations. They have a great mission. They have they're doing wonderful work for the Valley. But because the mission's the most important thing, they don't think about the funding. Ron has cultivated some of the best, most influential members of our community to be a supporter of search and rescue. And that doesn't diminish any other nonprofit's mission. They're all equal. Toothbuds is just as important as search and rescue.
Right.
You just serve different needs.
Right.
And I'm not picking on Toothbuds. I'm not picking on Mikhail at all. But I'm just saying, I see nonprofits that don't build those relationships. But Tim Linden, Kip Kempton, you go down the list of movers and shakers in the Gila Valley, and they all say the same thing. Yes, search and rescue.
Yeah.
And that's a tribute to wise management.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and even before the grant was written, when this was still kind of a pipe dream,
right,
if you will,
right,
Ronnie and Kim Lackner came, yes, into the office and visited with Amanda and I. So they were doing their homework very early on. They came in to actually start right at the beginning and say, okay, what are the rules? You know, how do we go about this? And what exactly can we do? And how do we do it? And how do the numbers need to look? And they sat on many occasions, visiting with us about exactly how to go about it. So, you know, to any nonprofit who is interested in applying for a grant, I would recommend you visit with us, because the amount of time you invest in visiting with us and finding out the what, where, why not, you know, do this, don't do that, that's time well spent. And so that was huge too, I think, for, you know, Kim, who,
myself,
yeah, and actually wrote the grant, to understand what exactly they could request and they could not. So it's a valuable investment in your time. It truly is. And they started right from the get-go. They were getting all their facts straight. So, right.
And I'm going to kind of back up. 3 years ago, when Adam was down at United Way, mm-hmm, I went in and sat down and visited with him, and we talked and talked, and I started getting a lot of legwork and everything else. And then I was so fortunate when Lupi Monius, our engineer, stepped up, and he come in and he's like, hey, I'm with you. I'm 100% with this program. So when you get somebody like Lupi that's part of it, and then when Kim stepped in and she's like, yes, I'll take on this project, you know. When you surround yourself with good people, then good things happen. And that's what it is. Last year, I decided to step back from search and rescue and let new leadership take over, and Tommy and Pete and all of them, they're taking over and they're, you know, doing a great job.
Well, when you say step back, you're still involved with the organization. You're just not leading it.
Yeah, I'm not leading it. Okay. I stepped back to be the project manager to take on that. Because, you know, only one person can do so much. So, you know, and it's been a great relief off of me to turn new leadership over, take on. And they're still growing the team. Robin is doing so good out there.
I love Robin. Thank
Robin
you.
Robin is training. Colton is our supply officer. Somebody in there taking care of all of that. They're taking care of the business. So, you know, that's a relief that I don't have to worry about. And so this building has been a passion for many years of many people in our team. It's really, really needed for our community, for our team to advance and go on to better and bigger places. And so with backing of everybody, and I'm not going to highlight any one person that donated out there, because we have so many. I will with United Way. Okay. United Way is really bad. All of our individuals out there that's donated, our big businesses has donated some great money, and look us up on Facebook. Look us up on our website, Graham County Search and Rescue. But, you know, the individual person that out there that comes in and they buy a raffle ticket at one of our raffles and stuff, that all adds up. I mean, you're part of this program, you know, and I like to highlight the big people and the little people, because everybody comes in with what they have to give. And my one passion is I didn't want to dig into one person's pocket too deep. I wanted to give from their heart, and our community stepped up and give from their heart.
Nonprofit does not mean that there is no cost associated.
Right.
And I think people really need to hear that, because we always hear these horror stories about nonprofits back in the East and Midwest, and oh, the CEO's making so much money. It's okay. Those are corporate things. Nonprofit here, search and rescue, there's no cost if you need search and rescue.
True.
But there's a cost to search and rescue.
Absolutely. Yes.
A lot of training,
a lot of volunteers. Nobody gets paid. You know, we have our officers from the Sheriff's Department. They work with the Arizona Emergency Services and stuff. So they are paid, but all of our volunteers never get paid.
But you still got to put gas in the 4x4. Yes. You got to buy new equipment, ropes, fray. Right. The last thing you want is a weakened rope when you're trying to lift somebody out of a canyon.
Yeah. And there again, you know, our community has stepped up. They've really been really doing great. And we've been so blessed over the last, God, I don't know, so many years that, you know, other grants come in. So we're applying for other grants that come in and help pay for radios and equipment and rope and stuff like that. And we got a budget that comes from the county. The county steps up, and we have a budget down there, so they'll match some of our funds. If we need something, they'll go buy it for us.
Yeah, but the county's not flush with cash.
No, they're not either. Yeah. So, you know, we want to thank them for, you know, what they can help us with.
And search and rescue, correct me if I'm wrong, is required by the state constitution.
Yes, it is.
It is. So yes. The constitution says every sheriff's office has to have a search and rescue.
Yes. That was mandated back in the 70s.
Yeah. So, yes. Again, here, state, you have to do this. Are we going to give you money for it? Of course not. We're not going to give you any money for it. So now you guys are out there scrambling to help people at their most neediest.
Right.
And another point I wanted to make is, Ronnie, you just talked about how you were applying for other grants. Any nonprofit is going to be successful if they make sure that they're applying for grants or funding from every possible source they can. That's one of the reasons that Search and Rescue has been successful. And the nonprofits we see that seem to have an easier time than others are the ones that really do. They invest the time in submitting grant requests to as many different sources as they can. You know, we as an organization are in the process of doing that and looking to, other sources of funding ourselves. We need to do that just the same as any other organization does. So that's part of the reason for the success as well. And it gives more people an opportunity to invest in the great things that are happening in Graham and Greenlee County. So by not reaching out and giving them the opportunity to invest, you're cheating them out of the opportunity of being a part of it. And so all of it's just win-win.
There you go. Don't steal the joy of those people who want to participate.
You brought it up. It's something we've discussed at a couple of the nonprofits I sit on boards for. If you don't have a secondary funding source, chances are you're not going to survive.
Precisely.
Now, you have to figure out what that secondary source is. For every group, it's different. Some it's national funding. Some it's local funding. Some it's investments.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, we built up an investment pool that we can draw the interest from. Everybody's different. Every nonprofit's different. But without that second source, things can go bad really fast. All right, I'm cheating. I'm looking up on the Search and Rescue Facebook page. Here we go.
You won't say it, but Dave will.
Yes.
Go for it, Dave.
Valley Telecom, $10,000.
Yeah.
And they're based in Wilcox. That's how cool that is. Of course, United Wilcox. Way.
But they have
but they have offices here.
I bought my first phone from them years ago. Downtown.
I'm a Valley user at home. We're a Valley user here too, as a matter of fact. That's our internet. We had to wait for them to come out here. All right, I'm scrolling. Come on, man. These should be all like, come on, Kay. These should be all right together. Help me out, Kay. Who else?
I would not be the one to ask.
You're not doing social media?
Apache Gold come in. They brought us some money.
Lighthouse Medical Center.
Lighthouse Medical Center. Kempton's,
Max Napa.
Max's. Johnson Motors.
Valley Furniture.
Valley Furniture. Graham County Electric.
Safford Lions.
Safford Lions come in.
Austin's.
Austin's come in.
Legion Riders.
Legion Riders.
M&M Transportation.
Oh, I had one right there, and I just lost
it. Sorry, I lost it.
I've got so many in.
That's
back
the
of my
danger
head.
When there's that many. You're afraid you're going to miss somebody.
I know I'm missing somebody, and I'm afraid to say. You know, there's a whole list. I'll have to get my phone out and start looking at it.
Yeah, Kempton, of course, we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Mount Graham Dental. Did you say that?
Mount, nope.
Valley Furniture.
Valley Furniture.
Napa.
Pex Welding. Trying to come off the top of my head.
Oh, Gabe Steele gave you a deal.
Yes. Gabe Steele, our building is actually sitting here. They give us a really good discount. Hats off to Samantha and them when we reached out to the different steel companies. They come in and they've worked with us really good, worked really good with Loopy on engineering it. I mean, he's got a great relationship with them. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, you got to give credit. I mean, yes, United Way is going to be.
Yes. United Way.
Going to be the big boy.
You know, United Way came in years ago, and that's how we acquired our new truck, which was desperately needed. They come in, and then, of course, with them, Kempton and the Sheriff's Department and Trek RV, they helped us get that truck and get it all set up. Other outfits doing that one. United Way came in a year ago. Kay actually wrote the grant and came in with the Swiftwater Rescue grant, and they funded money for Swiftwater Rescue. We ended up, had an instructor come in. Not only did they instruct us, we had openings, so we had some of the Pima Fire Department come down, and they was certified in Swiftwater Rescue too. We opened the doors to everybody. And then they did purchase some more equipment that we needed off of that grant. I don't know if I'll get in trouble, but the Gila Valley Foundation grant organization came in last year and funded us.
Oh, ACF of the Gila Valley?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And they're out of Sierra Vista. Colleen, I believe her name is.
Yes.
Colleen Iolucci, yeah.
Yep. And they funded us for a lot of new equipment that was very well needed. We had a year ago, well over a year ago, we had a cornhole tournament, and that money went to a Vortex, which was well over $6,000. And the community stepped up, and they supported the cornhole tournament and all of our raffles, and everybody donated around town, and it was a great success. So we've been blessed.
428-9494, going to take a quick break. Speaking of raffles, when we get back, there's one going on right now that we need to talk about, and we will, with Christine Eckfall and Ronnie Glaspie with Graham County Search and Rescue and Denise Benton with the United Way right after this. Welcome back to Voice of the Valley in the Horn Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. I'm Dave Bell. Denise Benton is here with the United Way, as is Christine Eckfall and Ronnie Glaspie with Graham County Search and Rescue. We've been talking about the funding for a new multi-use training facility desperately needed because, you know, as we talked about in the first segment, you guys do mountain rescue, you do swift water rescue. At this point, you don't have any divers. I think that's the only rescue you don't do, right?
No. We get them out of Cochise County because of the expense to maintain a dive team. And Cochise County, I'll give them kudos. They have an awesome team down there. So,
yeah. Kay and I are from the western side of the state, and we know that there's divers all over the place over there on the river, because there's always a water rescue out there. But that's not necessarily the case here sometimes. Yeah. So that means you're fundraising not just for this multi-use facility, but for the equipment and the training for all these different rescues, correct?
Correct, yes.
So what's the fundraiser you're doing right now?
It's this fundraiser goes to the building because we're still missing out on funds on it.
Yeah, we were talking during the break about 80%
About 80%. So this one is going to go to the building, but we do have other fundraisers that go to equipment, and we want to make sure people understand that. So
what's the
This raffle? It's a rifle raffle. It's going to be drawn on Saturday, April 27th at the Safford Spring Festival. And it's a Neff's Custom Rifles and Reloading LLC, a Remington 707 PRCW. I can't even say that word. It's a big, crazy gun. I'm told it's light. It looks really heavy, but it's beautiful. I assume the stand comes with it.
The stand
does not come with
that
it.
That's Neff's.
Maybe you can order one because it's super cool. But anyways, yeah, just come to Safford Spring Festival. They have a big 10 by 20 foot tent. It's branded. And I believe they're going to have some coloring pages and some fun things for the kids to do. So you're definitely going to want to stop by there. And just so you know, I learned this today, that if you go to Facebook and go to Graham Chamber, if you go to Graham County Search and Rescue Facebook, and you go to the flyer, you can actually just touch the QR code. It takes you right to Venmo, and you can just make a donation. And if you want a ticket, you can also just put a message on your Venmo, and Ronnie will take care of that for you. So you don't even have to show up to get in that raffle.
How much are tickets?
They are $10 each, 6 for 50, or 14 for 100. What a deal.
And can I get them before Spring Festival, or do I have to buy them at Spring Festival?
Oh, no, you can get them right now. You can just go on Facebook, push Venmo, tell Ronnie how many tickets you want. It's all, it works really great.
And catch any of our volunteers, because many of them are walking around and they have tickets in their pockets and in their envelope or something like that, and just catch them. And we have volunteers out there selling every day.
Yep.
But Ron, can you talk about other fundraisers coming up? Have they been firmed up yet or not yet?
We don't have any dates, but I can talk about them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm great with talking about them. Right now, we've been talking to Tom and Tammy Sanders. They just took over the Copper Steer, and they're wanting to put on a big prime rib dinner in support of search and rescue.
Yum.
Yum. And then talking to Brian and Tara Sergeant out at Trailhead. They're wanting to do a crab leg boil out there.
Also
they're,
yum.
Yum.
They're doing improvements on their place, and they've stepped up and caught me. It's amazing. They're coming to me wanting things. They're wanting to help out. And so I'm like, yeah, we're on. And so, you know, we've got them coming up. Dave down at the firing pin, he donated SARS 9 9mm handgun. So as soon as the one raffle's over with, we're going to start with this. And I've talked to Reed. It will be drawn on, I believe, July the 13th at the Battle of the Bands. So,
ooh, fun.
So we're going to go right into that. So, you know, we're out doing stuff. Working.
Very good. I've dealt with Tom Sanders a few times on various charitable events. Great guy, really cares, wants to help. I've not dealt with Tammy. I've met her, but I've not dealt with her. But let's face it, if she married him, she's got to be pretty good, you know?
Yep.
And you've dealt a lot with the Trailhead folks, right?
Yeah, they're winners of Salsa Fest a couple years in a row for either Micheladas or Salsa, and excellent members, constantly growing and changing and improving.
So just great to see that local businesses understand the need that nonprofits play and want to contribute in some way.
Yep.
Right.
Especially with a new business that's literally not even open yet, and he wants to help out.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, they're, shouldn't put this, but a little plug in for Tom and them. You know, they're just brand new trying to get the steakhouse back up and running. And so, you know, kudos to them for diving in and doing it for our Gila Valley, you know.
Yep.
One more place that we got, you know, to go. And
absolutely.
Yep, I was there on day three of his new ownership, and it was great. Sat at the bar and
awesome.
had some salmon. It was delicious.
Oh, I thought it was closed down for renovation. Is it open and running?
I was there on day three. That's all I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
They're still up and running from, yeah.
Oh, well, then we would have gone there. Yeah. I feel bad because we're like, where do we want to eat? And I'm like, well, Copper Steer's not open, so we'll go find something else.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there are just so many things going on. And back to the building a little bit is like I said, the building's here. It's there and all ready to go. Safford Builders has stepped up, and they're getting us all the supplies to go in there. Daniel Ward Construction, we awarded him the grant to do the dirt work and do the concrete and stuff. So we're waiting on his schedule to get in there. And then the Ward brothers, which is Joe and Daniel Jr., they're going to come in and put the building in. We have advanced air ready with heaters to go in it. We have Boulevard Glass that has glass coming in to put in it. I'm drawing a blank. But we have a lot of other, you know, the company stepping up. Tri-County Material, I can't say enough for them two out there. Peter and George is just, they've been supporters of ours for many years. And they're ready to start bringing in A, B, and concrete. So,
Did you notice all of that is local businesses?
Yeah.
All of it.
Yep.
All of it is people employing local people.
Right. Yep.
So the donations are going right back into the economy.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Which is what our donors intend to happen as well. So I'm so grateful that Ronnie and Kay were able to join me this morning. And Dave, thanks for having us on. But reminder, all the great things that happen as a result of United Way funding are thanks to our donors at Freeport, the Freeport employees, City of Safford employees, and all of our private donors. Everything we do is because of those donors. So these great things can't happen without them.
And United Way of Graham and Greenlee Counties puts its money right back into Graham and Greenlee Counties.
Absolutely.
That has to be remembered because, look, we all see the goofy memes that crop up on social media every now and then. United Way of Graham and Greenlee Counties funds Graham and Greenlee Counties.
And it's not too late. I'm not a tax person, but whatever you need to do to keep your taxes in the county, get her done.
Absolutely.
You're not a qualified, though.
We are not.
Yeah. So that's important. It's still a...
Sorry.
But so many of the nonprofits we support are qualified. So, yeah.
Is Search and Rescue?
No. We qualify for the tax break if you donate before the 31st December of each year.
Okay.
But there's only a group... I just downed my taxes. And there's a group here in Safford School. I don't know them all. I know our neighbor's farm. I know Secus is the one that Kathy and I, we donated to this year, our tax. Mm-hmm. And they qualify up until the 15th, I believe.
Correct. Yeah, you get a dollar-for-dollar credit on your state taxes if you donate to a qualified charitable organization.
Right.
But... a donation to Search and Rescue, I think, qualifies for the federal deduction.
Yes.
I'm not an accountant. Talk to an accountant.
Yes. Yeah,
but
true.
But I believe
it
qualifies for a federal deduction.
Yeah. So we're a 501c3. We have our tax EIN number, and we do qualify.
So there you go.
Yep.
So you cannot lose if you contribute. Rifle Raffle going on right now. Drawing at the Spring Festival, which is in 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Two
Yay.
Weeks. And thank you. to Denise Benton with the United Way. Thank you for everything the United Way does.
Thank you for having us, Dave.
And thank you to Ron and Christine with Search and Rescue. Thank you all for listening as well. I appreciate it every single day. I'm out of here for right now, but I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, you guys have a great day.